This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A police officer in Loveland is fired. He hit a woman who was in the hospital. She was in handcuffs. It happened this past weekend. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The officer, who was in his first year on the force, was placed on administrative leave that same evening. Officers say the handcuffed woman was being verbally abusive towards the hospital staff and spat on a nurse and an officer. The officer responded by striking her in the face. The victim was treated for minor injuries, and the department later fired the officer. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office is still investigating for criminal charges. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado voters this fall could decide to reduce property tax rates for a decade. Governor Polis has signed off on the ballot measure that would also decrease the money available for taxpayer refunds. CPR's Megan Verlee.
Democrats champion the policy as a way to slow rising property tax bills while still supporting schools and local services. But opponents say it's a backdoor blow to the taxpayers' Bill of Rights. There's already a lawsuit to keep the measure off the ballot, filed by a limited government group and a dozen conservative Colorado counties. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The governor has vetoed a bill that would have allowed casinos to extend credit to gamblers. Supporters said it would help tourism at the state's casino towns. People could have applied for credit before visiting a casino instead of having to travel with a lot of cash or to pay ATM fees. But the governor said the policy could lead people with gambling addictions to spend more than they could afford. Voters in Denver choose a new mayor in less than 2 weeks. One of the candidates is hoping for a kind of political comeback. Former state senator Mike Johnston says he's not afraid of the big issues facing Denver.
Taking on problems that people don't think can be solved is my favorite thing.
We'll get to know Mike Johnston a little later in this hour. Tomorrow, a profile of his opponent, Kelly Bruff. Election day in Denver is June 6. There's a chance for rain across the metro area again this afternoon. This is CPR News.